Yeah, Morris Misalowski is in St Kilda in Melbourne. And is it raining there? How are you?
I am, and it's not. But hold on a few hours and it's supposed to be.
It will be.
It's beautiful blue sunny skies, early 20s, but yeah, it's up and down.
Anyway, Morris, lovely to have you back. I was flicking through your blog earlier on and I saw something that actually made me laugh. It says, AI in hospitality, friend or foe, embracing the future of guest experiences. You know, people throw one if they can't reach a light switch in a hotel room. And I've just got this notion of a sort of AI that's not quite doing what it's supposed to do. And then people start, you know, they get so angry they throw television sets into the hotel room.
You're talking about technology and robots that are running around. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guest experience really, really is important. I've stayed in hotel rooms where there's one I remember that I could not turn the light off. I mean, I love my technology. I love my gadgets. I walk into a room and look for all of that. I could not turn the lights off in this thing. I had to get someone to come from downstairs.
This is brilliant.
It was so high tech that it was beyond anyone's possibility. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, but when we go to a hotel, it's away from home. For many of us, you know, it depends on what we want, but for many of us, we kind of want something that we don't have at home. So we're looking for the extra bit of experience. And the hotel rooms can either be really good or really bad, and technology plays a part in it. But AI, in this instance, is not just about the in-room experience. Uh-huh. It really is about everything there is to do with trying to book, trying to stay in, how you accommodate around it.
But the thing that people want when they get frustrated, Morris, is a person. I know it sounds like an old-fashioned thing to say, but I think they want a person, and that's what they get really narked about.
But this is how you get a person. So the reality of hospitality is it's very, very expensive. I've worked around hotels, hospitalities, literally around the globe for nearly 30 years now. So I've worked with many of the major brands, seen lots of hotels, been involved in startups, done all of that. It's a really, really, really expensive industry to be in, and the profit margins are slim. I'm not excusing them, but this is what happens. Because it is very human-centric, it requires people, you know, to do stuff, and people are expensive normally. And what happens is, and what's happened over the years, is that many hotels have chosen to have fewer people, which is why we don't have people around to help us as much as we'd like to, because they had to make ends meet. You have to have a building. Yeah? I mean, that cost is there. You got to have rooms. You got to have linen. You got to have food. There's all kinds of things that you just have to have that you can't do without. So, unfortunately, many hotel brands have chosen to squeeze the human out of the environment to make ends meet. And what AI will do and is doing already is that it's freeing up a lot of the back end, because that's where most of the money goes for humans, the back end, which is the back end in hotels referred to all the stuff people never really see, but it's important. It's the booking engine. It is the
room
hospitality
service
side, room service. It's the cleaning. It's all of that kind of stuff. I mean, one of the examples is for a client I'm currently working with, been with for a while, has a chain of hotels. They do what's called, I mean, none of us would ever know, none of us would ever care, but they do every night and have done for the last 40 years or so. There is one person employed who comes in at midnight and for 6 hours does nothing else but the end of day tellies for all the hotel chains.
Okay.
It's a really important report because it consolidates everything that's done, everything that's spent, everything that's bought in that hotel for that day. And said 6 hours every day, one person, it's the most heinous, horrible thing to do. It's where you put somebody who's good at maths but, you know, really has no people skills. And it really is, Phil. I mean, it's the most horrible thing to do because you've got to work through everything, every dollar, every cent across all the properties, you know, across cleaning, across purchasing. So what's happened in the last 8 months is that they have built now an artificial, a bot, that literally does this thing for them.
This tots up all the expenses and stuff. I mean, the timing couldn't be worse, could it? Mr. Jones versus the post office.
That's exactly it. But this takes 16 minutes.
Okay.
16 minutes as against 6 hours. It is 100% accurate, and it is available, as I said, within those 16 minutes. But it is now far easier to interrogate. You can actually play with the data, and you can make changes, not because they were wrong, but you could say, you know, what happens if tomorrow night we do this instead of that type of stuff? So that has freed up a person, which has freed up basically a week's worth of salaries that now goes towards doing other things. we are also using stuff in the hotel now, beginning to use stuff in the hotel, that allows a housekeeper to walk into a room, so a guest room that they're about to clean, and it you take a picture of it. So there's an iPad, you take a picture of the room, and it works out exactly what needs to be fixed in the room. Oh. So it'll tell you exactly, literally, you know, where the dust is, the chair's not in the right place, the couch isn't right, the towels aren't right, it'll do everything and give you a complete list of everything that has to be fixed in that room, and then give you the audit trail for having done it. So you can then know exactly what has to be done. You can apply the right number of people, the right number of resources to it. Mm-hmm. You can have it done within a time period that's fairly obvious, because you know how long each task will take, so it tots that up and adds it up. And importantly, it also sends that information to the front desk when it's finished. So getting the rooms back in service now is a much quicker, swifter thing. Yeah. And the likelihood of that room being perfect being the model that's been set up by the hotelier of what that room should look like when you walk in, is pretty close to bang on. It's really sweet technology.
How far does this go before it crosses the line between our assistant and our replacement?
In some cases, it'll be a replacement, and it should be, because some things humans just don't want to do. We have to do, but we don't want to do.
Fair enough.
Like that audit. I mean, as you know, that audit, I can tell you firsthand, is not something many, many people on this planet want to do.
Oh, right.
So in a way, that's a wonderful piece of tech. But let's take it back to the very beginning. You know, often we want to go somewhere, we want to stay somewhere, but we don't know much about the place or the hotel. And one of the things that I've argued about for the last 20 years or so, and now we're able to do really easily, we could do it in the last couple of years with our booking engines, is to find out what the hotel looks like and what it offers before we get there.
Okay.
So with artificial intelligence, it knows us, it knows what we're looking for, because we're the guests, you know, it's got our phone, it's got, you know, everywhere we've stayed, got all our personal habits. We can actually look at the hotel from our viewpoint, and we can do virtual tours and have a look at whether the lobby's right, whether the room's right, whether it's the kind of place physically where it is in geography, mm-hmm. and whether that's close to where we want to be. We can do all of that before we get there. So a lot of what the guesswork is, because many travellers actually travel with this pit of the stomach experience. Will my hotel actually be what I think it's going to be? Will it be in the right spot? You know, will there be a 7-Eleven or something I can use or buy this stuff from? We come to these places with lots of questions and trepidation, and we can actually knock a lot of that out ourselves as a guest before we get there. So we actually arrive in a far better state, knowing what we're getting into, knowing how and what it will have. And the hotel, this is another part that I've been looking forward to a lot. The hotel actually knows that we're arriving. And that's a really big thing, because we've given it permission. It knows we're driving close by, or we've just landed in our plane, mm-hmm. knows how far away we are. It starts to get the room ready for us. And it also allows us to check in really, really easily. In the future, there should not be as many queues. You know,
massive
horrible
queues.
Three-hour Las Vegas queue.
Yeah.
That all should disappear in the next, you know, 5 years or so, because this technology in the back end allows us to travel literally from wherever we're entering that state or that place from into our room fairly seamlessly.
I am looking, of course I am being the devil's advocate, I am looking at the obvious things where people will complain, and I think one of these, because people do complain, right? And I think one of these is possibly going to be the AI concierge. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, the AI concierge is not a must-have for me. There are hotels already. There's one in Japan that's been around, I think, for the last 5 or 6 years. There are lots of them, but the Japanese one is particularly used as an example, because it not only allows you to use a kiosk, you know, the usual kiosk that you punch into and it gives you a key or whatever, mm-hmm. but this one actually uses robots as figurines type things that you can talk to, so to speak, to get information. Now, the AI-powered concierge for me is really something that will suit some guests. So when I travel for business, I really don't want a lot of intervention. I just want to be able to get into the hotel as quickly as possible.
That's it. Yeah.
So for those groups of people, it makes perfect sense. You know, just let me into my room. Everything's as it should be. You've got my credit card details. We know we're going to pay for it. You know you're going to have me there. That's it. But for other guests, I think there should always be the human check-in, and there should be a combination of both. Mm. You know, the human check-in is, I don't care about any of that technology. Just talk to me, greet me, tell me what I need to know,
hand me
over the key or the details, and kind of make me feel really humanly welcome.
Yeah.
We need to have both in hospitality, because hospitality is not about forcing people to do what we want. It's forcing ourselves to do what people want.
You know, where we started today, Morris, making fun of light switches and stuff, which is a big concern, as are those stupid coffee machines at 6 a.m. Anyway, there is obviously going to be a way to switch off the light that you want off and not be rooting around for the light switch. So isn't there an Amazon thing already?
Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. Now, remember that we're talking about a hotel, and hotels have hundreds, if not thousands, of rooms, literally. Putting technology into those spaces is difficult as a retrofit, meaning that if the hotel exists, and most of them do, trying to then put this new technology in is not as easy as it first sounds. Mm-hmm. And we have to make technology so obviously easy that anybody can use it. And that's where it's fallen down. You know, my example of not being able to turn the light switch off, really, it was wonderful technology that could do the most incredible things, but nobody knew how to work at work. That's just stupid, silly.
And let's not forget, depending on where this hotel is, you might have got off like a 12-plus hour flight. That is the last thing you need, even if you're going to be civilized and nice to people.
Yeah. Yeah, look, there's absolutely nothing wrong with a great big switch. And I still advocate that whenever I'm working on these new developments. Not that I get to say what goes in them, but my two cents is we need to have both.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. So how far are we with this now?
Big, beautiful switches everywhere, but they're easy to find for those people that just want that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is really in the new builds is a really, really good example of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And an understanding of where those switches should be. Because I guess you've had the same experience I have, where you're lying in bed in the hotel room and you just can't reach that damn switch. You know it's over there.
Or you don't.
Cross-country hike. Yeah, but for me it's worse when it's a cross-country hike. You know, you're lying in bed and all you want to do is turn the switch off, and it's somewhere so far away from the silly bed that you just can't get to it.
This is ironic, really, because hotels, a lot of them, have their sort of rehearsal rooms that they build somewhere else that looks exactly like the room, so they can do just this.
Yeah. They do, but the problem with rehearsal rooms is the people that use those rehearsal rooms are 3, 4, 10, 15 people. They don't advocate for everybody. And often they are people, not always, because there are lots of examples where they get broad sections of the community to come in.
Yeah.
But more often than not, the ones I've seen are generally people who know and understand hotels, and they have different expectations. God bless them. They have different expectations from the rest of the world.
Bottles of Moet and everything.
No, but they kind of know what a room should do, and they miss out a lot of steps.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about somebody that's just come in that has no experience whatsoever of the hotel or the hotel room, they will often go through it in a very different way. They'll see these faults, you know, these light switches being too far from beds. They'll see that you can't lock the door easily. You know, one of my pet peeves is always that the tap in the shower is in the wrong place. You've got to burn yourself or freeze yourself to turn it on. Because it's always under the rose. I mean, that makes no sense at all, but that's just bad, bad design.
Yeah. What do you think about not picking up the phone for room service?
It's really difficult now to find a phone in a lot of the rooms.
Yeah,
they've been taken out. because hoteliers now assume that they don't have a lot of tech, they don't have to provide technology. The other thing that's come out of rooms, and I don't know if this is a good thing, but the other thing that's come out of rooms is alarm clocks.
Oh, yeah.
And invariably, even if they're in, they're often not on, or they're on the wrong time and they're hard to change. So what a lot of hotels have done is begun to assume that people carry their own technology with them,
yes,
that phones and alarm clocks and even televisions and things are not really as required as they were before, because you will bring your own tech in. I notice now, and I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 years, that I hardly ever turn on the TV in a hotel room, but I must probably consume more media than I ever have before too. I just watch it on my laptop. It's much easier. It has my stuff on it.
What kind of hotels are you talking about that you work with? Because obviously a big city hotel, 4 or 5 star, different to more of a country hotel or a seaside hotel. What's your bag?
Yeah, so most of mine, you know, most of the ones that I consult to are the large ones.
Yeah.
At the moment mine are mostly between the 3 and the 5 star, pushing between both of those. And they're both really, really interesting spaces. The 3 is mostly around, it's mostly in my clients' cases for corporate clients, and you've got to be able to squeeze a whole lot of stuff into a really small room and make the corporate traveller feel welcome and make sure they have everything they need in their room without overemphasising and overpaying for the room.
Right. I wonder how far this AI arm could extend, because I'm just trying to think of things that people sort of come up against in hotels. One of them, depending on where it is being able to get a taxi.
out the front.
It can do all of it. Look, I painted this picture 15 years ago at a conference, and that was that we would move into a hotel room that knows everything about where we want to be and who we are and what we need to do. Mm. And your example of being able to hail a taxi or an Uber, there's no reason our technology, not the hotels, our technology can't do it for us, because it knows we have a meeting, it knows where we have to go, and it can then interact with Uber or Didi or whatever it does to get us something waiting for us to take us where we need to be.
Does it tend to focus on those kind of companies, what they call the, you know, the ride-hailing services they're called, as opposed to Jola Taxi?
No. No, it can be anything at all. It really is up to us to decide how we want to travel. Not only is it about ride, but it's also about micro. It can actually help us if we want. It can find, you know, the nearest bike to use. It can also give us walking, which we need a lot of from hotels, because sure, often we just want to walk a couple of blocks to find a great cafe or a coffee or whatever else we need to do. Mm-hmm. So all of those things should be part of what the hotel does, because I believe that if you are a stranger in a strange place in a hotel, even though you're not physically in that building, if you can't find your way around, it kind of makes the hotel experience look bad for you. Mm. It kind of makes it difficult for you. So you want to make sure that the hotel is able, like a really good concierge does, to tell you where the great restaurants are, to tell you where the bus or the tram or whatever it is. That's a job of a great concierge. AI can do some of that on the road with you, as well as a great concierge, a human one. So it's this wonderful dance of the two.
Morris has gone into some detail on this topic on his blog, morrisfuturist.com. It says, AI in hospitality, friend or foe. You'll find it dead easy. You bring up some brilliant points here, Morris. If I was to get you to summarise the one brilliant thing that AI can do in the hotel for you, what would it be?
It's to hyper-personalise the experience. That truly what we want in a hotel is to believe no one else has ever stayed there before, no one's ever used the room, and that everybody there is doing my bidding. And that's what a great hotel experience is if you are the only one. AI can actually help the hotelier to give you that experience.
Nice one. Thank you for that, Morris. I'll catch you next week. That's Morris Misolowski. Food for thought, most definitely.